Good Friday to you, Squamish. According to Environment Canada, today we will see a mix of sun and cloud with 40% chance of showers. The wind will be blowing from the north 20 km per hour, except gusting to 60 over southern sections this morning. Temperatures will reach a high of 6°C and a low of 2°C overnight. We are looking to see rain every day through New Year's Eve. Earthquakes was there or wasn't there? Did you feel it? According to the earthquake watching site, Volcano Discovery, there was a possible earthquake near Squamish shortly after midnight, on Thursday, December 26, at around 12:17 a.m. Details of the quake, if it is one, are so far unknown until confirmed by a seismic agency, but the event was reported, felt, reads the site. We won't ask you if you felt it, because you shouldn't have, but there was also an earthquake near Squamish on Monday. A magnitude 1.8 quake occurred 34 kilometers west-northwest of Squamish at 5:28 p.m. on December 23. The quake had a very shallow depth of 3 kilometers, 1.9 miles, and was too small to be felt by people, reads the Volcano Discovery site. Avalanche forecast according to avalog.co, for December 27, the alpine rating is considerable, the treeline rating is considerable, and the below treeline rating is moderate. Known problems include wind slabs. What does considerable risk mean? Considerable is the third of five levels on the avalanche danger scale. Under considerable danger, natural avalanches are possible and human-triggered ones are likely. Avalanche conditions are considered dangerous and careful snowpack evaluation, cautious route finding and conservative decision-making is essential, reads the Avalanche Canada definition. The advice for today from avalog.co is, continue to make conservative terrain choices while the storm snow settles and stabilizes. Watch for newly formed and reactive wind slabs as you transition into wind-affected terrain. Be aware of the potential for large avalanches due to a buried crust. Seek out sheltered terrain where new snow hasn't been affected by wind. BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was North Cowichan, which hit 11.3°C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in Canada. The high in Squamish yesterday was 3.9°C. The coldest spot in BC on December 26 was Fort Nelson, which was a chilly minus 18.4°C. Today's hot spot is slated to be Bonilla Island, 95 kilometers southwest of Prince Rupert, which could reach 8.7°C. It is also slated to be the hot spot in all of Canada. The coldest spot in the province is slated to be Fort Nelson, again, which could see a low of minus 16.8°C. That is warming than yesterday for them, at least. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on December 27 is at 8:10 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:19 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its waning crescent phase. The moon's illumination is currently 11.06%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 5:22 a.m. Moonset is at 1:27 p.m. Tides. The next low tide today is at 9:13 a.m. Height, 3.72 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next high tide will be at 1:39 p.m. 4.19 meters. The final tide of today will be a low tide at 9:28 p.m. 1.04 meters, seawater temp according to seatemperature.info. Water temperature in Howe Sound today is 7.9°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2021 and was 7.7°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2008 at 6.1°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 6.4°C in the next 10 days. December's average water temperature in Howe Sound is 7.2°C, the minimum temperature is 5.1°C, and the maximum is 8.9°C. Events to note: there's always something going on in this town. Deck 28, there's a board game meetup at Arrowwood Games, located at 38157 2 Avenue, from 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Join Arrowwood Games for an evening of fun, games and social connections. The event host will carefully select the perfect games for the group while fostering a fun and positive environment. No prior game knowledge or experience is necessary, reads the listing. Also December 28, there's music therapy with DJ Praise Plus Civilian, at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., featuring electrifying sets by DJ Praise and the dynamic duo Civilian. This night promises to be a musical journey you won't forget, reads the listing. On January 3rd, head to Cheekamas Center Winter Eagle Viewing Day, at 1600 Paradise Valley Road, from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Join us for an awe-inspiring experience at Cheekamas Center, where nature's majestic beauty takes flight, right before your eyes, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Curbside Tote Collection Change the District of Squamish notes that if your regular recycling and organics collection day was to be Christmas Day or New Year's Day, January 1st, garbage pickup will be on Saturday, December 28th, recycling and organics, and Saturday, January 4th, garbage changes bus service. The District of Squamish reminds residents that the bus schedule will change over the holiday season. BC Transit will be running the following modified hours. Right pointing arrow deck 0.31. There will be extended weekday service on New Year's Eve. The buses will be free after 8 p.m. Right pointing arrow January 1st, Sunday service. For the full schedule, go to bctransit.com/squamish/christmas-tree-disposal. The holidays aren't over yet, we know, but some folks may be thinking ahead to how to dispose of their real Christmas tree in Squamish. Here's the lowdown of where to take your trees according to the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District. Squamish landfill daily 9 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. Tipping fees apply. Curbside collection regular collection days. Place an organics tote. Cut into small pieces, diameter. Lid must close fully. Scouts tree chipping event by donation Jan. 11 and 12 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Canadian Tire. Winter tires don't forget, since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. On BC roads and highways where winter tires are required, passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4-Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only until March 1, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets. Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive. Fir Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive. 3rd Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street. No parking on east side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street. No parking on west side. 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on west side. 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street. No parking on west side. 6th Avenue, entire street. No parking on west side. Eaglewind Boulevard. No perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue. Edgewater Drive. Government Road to Edgewater Crescent. No parking on east side. Edgewater Crescent, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent. No Name Road, entire street. No parking on east side. Brothers Place, entire street. No parking on south side. Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue. No parking on east side. Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-sac, no parking on South Side. Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road, no parking on East Side. Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way. No parking on North Side. Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road, no parking on West Side. Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Issues to note on the highway. No road work is planned for today, December 27. Gas prices. In Squamish, regular gas is going for 164.9 cents per liter at Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located at 9001 Valley Drive. In Whistler, fill up for 165.9 per liter at the co-op at 2101 Lake Placid Road. In Pemberton, petrol is 165.9 per liter at most area stations. According to GasBuddy, one of the least expensive places for gas again today in BC is Kimberley, where you can fill up for 144.9 per liter at the Centex, at 521 Wallinger Avenue. The cheapest you will pay for gas in Vancouver is 165.9 per liter at the Chevron at 1955 Powell Street.